Get back to what we mentioned yesterday, that the Gemara considered the possibility of concluding the din on Shabbos and postponing the execution until Motzoi Shabbos. And it rejected it only because of the issue of Neged HaShemesh, that you can't do executions at night. And I raised the question of Inui HaDin. What about Inui HaDin? Especially according to the Meiri, who said that you can't have Gemar Din, you can't have the Gemar Din at night and postpone the execution till the next morning, because that is Inui HaDin. And there were other Mepharshim who said that who disagreed and said that it could be timed to the Gemar Din could be at the very last moments, Ashmoras Boker, the last moments of technically night, and then you go right into the day. So in terms of time, it would be in two different days, but it wouldn't be a postponement. So the Meiri apparently didn't accept that idea, because that would be a hefsek. Objectively speaking, it's a hefsek, because it would be in two different time units. So if that's the case, so how could you do it in Shabbos, the Gemara Din, and have the execution on Motzoi Shabbos, which is Laila? And we made a differentiation. We said there's a difference between going from day to night, as opposed to night to day. Even though, in terms of the calendar, it's true that the Yom begins at night. However, that's only true for the calendrical purposes. When do you count the new day? But in other frameworks, especially in the, you don't deny the reality. There's a certain reality. Let's put it this way: there's a subjective human reality that the night is a continuation of the day. That's how people live their lives. And then overnight, the next morning is like a new day in terms of your working day, in terms of all these pertinent psychological things. Everyone, a person's having a, we're just using plain examples here, a person's having a bad day, so that mood, it's a certain mood, everybody from time to time is just out of it, I'm out of it, it's a bad day. Wait till tomorrow, they don't mean wait till tomorrow at night, because at night is a new day, calendrically speaking. That's not what you mean, because it's a continuation. If they mean the next morning, when you go to sleep, wake up, the next day, it's a new day. It's a new approach. All right, so that's of course descriptive, but I proceeded to show halacha really accepts this in the personal framework, in terms of Birkas HaTorah, in terms of the Birkas HaShachar, in terms of washing, according to the Rashba, that the reason is because it's like a new unit of Avodas Hashem. So you see, it's a new unit. So I wanted to say that with regard to the issue of Inui HaDin, it's measured in the subjective framework, because that's a subjective phenomenon. Now, it's been someone showing me that there is a Meiri on Maseches Avos, interestingly enough, that would seem at least to back it up, because it's talking about different punishments that come to the world for the perversion of justice. And one statement is that Tcherev Baliolam, the sword, comes to the world al Inui HaDin, affliction of the din, which is what we're talking about. So the commentary of the Meiri explains, Rotzalomer Shemashin Es HaDin, that they postpone, delay the din, Umalina Noso, and postpone it overnight, Derech Igun, in a manner of affliction. That is to say, because there's no real necessary purpose. I'm just questioning now whether Inui HaDin over here has the same technical meaning. It's what we're talking about, because in the context of the Gemara, it's a very specific phenomenon, as we've seen. It doesn't mean postponing a trial. It means after a person has been found guilty and has to be executed, unnecessary delay in terms of the execution. Is that an affliction? Because Rashi says that once he's condemned, he's just in a state of tension and suspense, just waiting to be killed. So that itself is a painful thing. And you're not allowed to cause him unnecessarily more of that kind of pain. Here it says that the sword comes to the world for Inahadin, which is, so he says, Mashin es hadin, umalina noso, derech igun, postponement, and Ivus hadin. Ivus hadin, it seems to be, that's crookedness. That's pretty straightforward. Corruption. Seems to be, I guess, worse. It's interesting, what do these two have in common? So, basically, it seems to me that the first kid, now, he doesn't say, when the Meiri explains, he says, Mashin es adin, that they delay the din. He doesn't say the execution. Of course, it could mean, you know, obviously it doesn't rule it out. The reason why I hesitate before I accept it as a reference to what we're talking about is because what we're talking about is a technicality which doesn't seem to be that doesn't seem to be the real problem in terms of Mishpat. The breakdown of Mishpat in society is a very serious thing. So you're going to speak about something which is a significant problem. Ivus ad-din, for example, corruption of the din itself, that's a serious problem in all times and places. That's something you always have to be on guard against. That's the whole story with Yisro and Moshe. I mean, Moshe was reluctant to even set up a system to transfer the Mishpat to other people. He did it himself. So that's a very significant thing. Once you have a system, then there's always this problem. It's always amenable. It's always susceptible to corruption by the very existence of a system itself. So Yisro interceded. He told Yiki, what you're doing is an impossibility. You can't continue doing it this way. But if you read the parsha carefully, you'll see the requirements for the people. Anshei emes, sonei batzah, people of truth who hate gain. What do you mean they hate gain? Whatever. We can go into that at a different time to explain it. But I'm just trying to show you. So that's because that's a universal phenomenon. To protect against the corruption in that area, every society has that. So some are better than others. It's a relative phenomenon. But you're always going to have guards, so to speak, whistleblowers, or whatever you want to say, to keep track of that. So that's a major thing. That's a huge problem. And once you have it significantly, so the sword comes to the world, because then people no longer live in accordance with the framework of truth and honesty. It's a question of might. That's why I'm saying that Ivus din is a very big thing, and it's a very prevalent thing. And you're mentioning alongside of it, Inui hadin. That to me doesn't seem to be the kind of thing that reaches that level of being a problem. I mean, it's prohibited, it's prohibition. But given everything we've learned, that it's very rare even to have a death penalty in the first place. The system is really geared in favor of acquittal. And all the technicalities that make it extremely difficult, it's very rare that you can have a death penalty. So if it's very rare that you can have a death penalty, why should we assume that there's going to, you know, that's not a problem that I'm worried about. That when we have death penalties, there's going to be an outbreak of Inu Hadins. I mean, that doesn't seem to be that kind of a problem. You understand? So therefore, why would Pirkei Avos single that out as being an issue that theoretically you may be right, that if this were to occur, and we were to constantly do this and to torture people by delaying the execution, so then this would cause the sword to come to the world. That may be true, but you're not going to make an issue out of something which it's not going to come about. That I'm not worried about. I'm worried about whether we'll set up a system. I'm worried about whether there'll be justice. I'm worried that there shouldn't be corruption, that the powerful people in society will try to influence the judges, the batei dinim. It's a problem even today. I'm talking about Besdin, not just in the American society. It's always a problem. Because that's the way the world is. Who's on the Besdin? The certain rabbis. Are they totally independent? Are they fearless? Or are they subject to influence? Let's say it involves a case. Yeah, that's the whole problem with Aguna. And let's say it involves a case, and somebody who's a congregant in this particular rabbi shul, and there's pressures and so on and so forth. So it's always there. It's always there. Everybody seeks to use pressure to get what they want. So that I understand. But to isolate inui hadin that we're talking about, delaying the execution, it just seems to me that that's not something that that's ever going to become a huge problem. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm telling you, that's why instinctively or intuitively I'm not leaning in that direction. You follow what I'm saying? The alternative explanation would be to simply say that inui hadin could be used as a specific type of a violation. That's the way we're using it after a person's been condemned. And inui hadin can be used in a general sense. There is an inui hadin which is an affliction of law. That is to say, and this would be something which could become a very huge problem, and it is a problem, again, in societies. What's the problem that it would be referring to? And there's another aspect that justice delayed, so to speak. What's the full statement? Justice delayed is justice denied? I'm not sure if I got that right. But there is, if you set up a system in which there's a tremendous bureaucracy, or because it's corrupt, it's because there's two ways you can maintain a corrupt system in a corrupt society. Two ways you can do it. One way is to try the cases, and there's corruption, there's evilness. You know, you have all the deck is always stacked on the side of the mighty and the powerful ones. That's one way. There's another way that you can manipulate the system, and that is, let's say, an ordinary person wants to sue someone, one of the wealthy ones, the connected ones, the powerful ones. So there's another way I can deal with it. It's called delay, postponement, bureaucracy, red tape, and so on and so forth. So you eventually are going to give up. The wealthy guy doesn't care. He's connected and so on and so forth. So he doesn't have to do anything because, first of all, he's being sued. So he doesn't do anything. The burden's all on you. So those who are in charge of the system can, and you know, anyone that's been involved knows that if they want to do it, the deck can be stacked against you in a different way, in a manner which is not, there's no specific breach, there's no specific corruption per se in terms of giving down a false verdict. But you see, you have another way, just to delay, continuously delay, and then the person's going to give up because the average person doesn't have the resources to fight it. He can't fight City Hall, so to speak. So they have all the resources on their side. So you have to go to work every day. What are you going to do? How much time can you take off? So basically, you need to know that you have access. You have access to Mishpat, no matter who you are, whether you're wealthy or poor, whether you're connected or not connected. And the system is set up, and that's the whole idea of the system. Kakatan kagadol yishpatu. They have to treat the little guy like the big guy. There's no favoritism. But that also means to make it accessible. So therefore, if you're mashing as a din, if you postpone it and put the person off that way, so that's another corruption. It's the same result. You're breaking down the whole system. So the breakdown of that's really what brings forth the sword, the breakdown of the system. That's the way I would learn it alternatively. Now, let's see if we can find out which is the correct shot. You see, I'm reading the Kahati, who basically gives an explanation. Explanation of the pshat, very good explanation. Alini hadin shemashim es psak hadin. They delay the psak din. Afsha hadin mevurar kfar lo dayanim. Even though it's pretty clear what the din is, v'eino tzarech od iyun, and it doesn't require any further study. Anyways, he's not referring over here to the. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. It's not exactly what I was saying. See, I'm not quite sure what the problem is that would cause a thing like that. That means they postponed the announcement of the din, or they postponed the gemar din. So why are they postponing the gemar din, and how long are they postponing it for? Why is that such a big problem that it reaches the level of the sword? I don't know. That's that you study Pirkei Avos. But you see from the way the Kohati learns that. By the way, it's at another level. It says that the have they masunim b'din. In Perek Rishon, it says that the advice to the judges is they should be patient, take their time, not rush to judgment. Okay, all right. So here he's mentioning something else. Here, apparently, what he's saying is after they already know what the outcome is, they delay announcing it. At this point, I don't understand exactly what the problem is. what kind of an evil that is and why that's such a terrible thing. All right. But all we've shown, though, what we have established is that the use of the term Inui HaDin does not necessarily have to refer to what we're talking about here. Okay? Okay. Oh, but, you know, Yashikach. Yashikach for the attempt, but I can't accept it as a proof unless I'm sure that it really is there. Before we go on to the Tosfos, though, I wanted to go back to the Rambam. The Rambam is in Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, which is based upon this Gemara, in terms of when we can begin, commence with a case of Din Nefashos. So he says, Lefichach. Again, the Lefichach is a continuation of Aleph. That's simply because we can't conclude it always in one day. Because of the need to have a second day, Lefichach ain't done in Din Nefashos. Lo Erev Shabbos, for Lo Erev Yantav. Therefore, we don't judge Din Nefashos on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantav. Shema Yischayev. Perhaps he'll be found guilty. V'efsha lahorgo lamachar, and you can't kill him lamachar. The usur lanos es dino, and it's prohibited to afflict him with the din ulanicho achar Shabbos, and to postpone him achar Shabbos. Ela osrin oso. But what do you do? So what do you do if somebody comes in on Friday morning, two witnesses come in on Friday morning to testify that so-and-so is a murderer. So what do? Put him in jail. Put him in jail until Sunday. Osir Moso, ad echad b'Shabbos, until Sunday. U'maschilon b'dino, you start the din on Sunday. Can we start? Why do you have to postpone until Sunday? Why don't you postpone until Shabbos? Just mentioning, the thought occurs to me that, well, first of all, I see something very significant in this Rambam. I do see a riot to what I've been saying in this Rambam. You notice? But still, I'm raising a question over here. Is the Rambam's conclusion absolutely necessary? Because the Rambam's conclusion is that you can't start on Friday because you can't kill him on Shabbos. And you can't postpone it until after Shabbos because of the Inui HaDin. Therefore, what do? Postpone the whole case. Don't start the case until Sunday. Put him in jail. But why couldn't you simply say, no, postpone it until Shabbos. Start on Shabbos. What's wrong with starting on Shabbos? Just putting out the question. Some of you guys should already know the answer. Why not just start it on Shabbos? No one seems to be talking. Everybody's concerned about Erev Shabbos. Everybody's concerned. Because on Shabbos, you can't kill the guy. So you don't have that problem. Because if he's going to be found innocent, so let him go. Good news. If he's going to be found guilty, so then you'll have to do Halana. So, no, Halana has to be until the next day. Because you can't judge at night. So if you started on Shabbos, you really wouldn't have a problem. Start on Shabbos. As I said, innocent, goodbye. Guilty, postpone till Sunday. With Sunday, Sunday you conclude, and Sunday you execute. What's the problem? You have the answer? It would seem to me that the Rambam, by the way, structures the halacha. The reason I say it supports me in terms of the question that I raise. I raise the question that why is the Gemara dealing with Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, and it's a problem of Negat HaShemesh? You can't have that anyways because of Inu HaDin. Now I maintain that the Rambam agrees with that idea to the extent that he omits that as a possibility. You know, he doesn't break it down into, he doesn't say that you can't have it. You can't have it on Shabbos and do the execution on Mitzvah Shabbos because of Negat HaShemesh. He doesn't bring that up. So apparently he wasn't governed the Gemara that way. Apparently he didn't accept that was correct. He must have had a different gear, so, or he just removed that because it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to say that the Rambam does not have that step over here. He doesn't have that step that you can't. He doesn't consider that a viable possibility. He just says, the way he explains it, is you can't have it, the psak on Shabbos, the Gemara did on Shabbos, and the execution, li'achar Shabbos. Now when is li'achar Shabbos? Isn't that Motzai Shabbos? Ah, and what's the reason for that? Because it's Inui Hadin. So it seems to me that the Rambam held, the Rambam's conclusion was in line with my question. That was my question. I said, why is the Gemara saying it's Neged HaShemesh, but it's a problem of Inui Hadin? See? So apparently, the Rambam did not learn like the Meiri, or like the standard Mefarshim, that don't have a problem with this, that apparently, I thought this is a Pella, so to speak. I thought that this is really difficult. That how are you considering the possibility of Gemar Din on Shabbos and the execution at night, and you just don't have a problem of Inui Hadin? When you do have the problem of, you know, Psak Din at night, and the next day you can't do it, because that is Inui Hadin. So apparently, the difference is, or then the Gemara says that, the Gemara says, like, Psak Din on Shabbos, execution Sunday, that's Inui Hadin. So there you see that the element of Halana comes into the picture. The element of Halana comes into the picture. But from Shabbos to Maaser Shabbos, where there's no element of Halana, that's not considered to be Halana, so then it doesn't come into the picture. But according to the Rambam, it does. So how does the Rambam differ? Very important Rambam. It seems to me it clarifies a lot of the things that we've been talking about. Not to mention, not the least, is the Meiri's explanation that he gave in Pirkei Avos.
There's support for the Meiri also over here.
Because it's clear that what we said before, that the term Inui Hadin is a generic term. It's used to denote different things. Because clearly over here, the Rambam is not talking about the Inui Hadin that he's talking about in Yud Aleph, where he talks about postponing the execution. That's postponing the execution, which is a very technical, very specific. First of all, here he introduces it, that's to Lo Sase. This Inui Hadin is a Lo Sase. Lo Sase Avel B'Mishpat. The corruption of Mishpat. Twisting of Mishpat. And he says, Zehar Ma'aves is a din. This is someone who corrupts the din and vindicates the guilty and convicts the innocent. V'chein hama'anes adin. That's a new type of... He uses the process of din to afflict people with that. And these two are interconnected. V'chein means that hama'anes adin that I'm talking about over here is part of the Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Sasu Avo B'Mishpat. That corresponds to what we've learned in Pirkei Avos, that the sword comes to the world for essentially for Ivos Din. And that's why this is also part of Ivos Din. That is to conduct the processes of Din in such a way that it causes affliction. To use it as a tool to afflict people. That's what he's talking about. And something is like relatively simple and clear, and no, they make a whole big problem out of it, and even if it's not Ivos, even if it's not corrupt, but to complicate and to create all kinds of issues around things that are rather simple, k'day letza'er echad mibalei dinam. That is to say, that even if you find the correct, you know, you judge correctly, but you have two, but one of them you don't like, obviously, you know, there's favoritism. So the matter is relatively simple. And you should pretty much, you know what the halacha is, you should paskin the case right away. But instead of doing that, you pretend that it's a very big complication and you have all kinds of arguments and this and up and back. You make a whole big deal. Why are you doing that? Because you're really afflicting the guy. The person doesn't know. He assumes that it's really serious and who knows what's going to happen and so on and so forth. So that's utilizing the process to afflict the person, and that's what the Rambam calls Inui Hadin. So it doesn't have to mean technically what we're talking about. Now we've explained what the Meiri was talking about. Okay? This in no way contradicts anything the Rambam said in Perek Yud Aleph, where he's talking about something different. That, by the way, excuse me, what's the source? What is the source of that Inui Hadin? This Inui Hadin that we're talking about over here, the source is the Oraisa, and it's a Lo Sase, Lo Sasu Avo B'Mishpat. What is the source of the other one? Is it the same thing? The other Inyadin? That is to say, to delay the execution. The idea of Inyadin, we know that it's a mitzvah saseh. Once the person is found guilty, Bezin is mechuyev to execute mitzvah saseh. But the delay, so to speak, the postponement, instead of immediately executing him, if they were to do that, it would not be a violation of the mitzvah saseh. Because they do it, they'll do it tomorrow. That's clear from this. That if they were to find him guilty on Shabbos, and then say, in terms of Bezin's chiyuv, it's absolutely not a problem. It's not a problem. The Gemara doesn't cite that. That is to say that the Bezin can't put it off. I mean, what Glenn is mentioning now, what you're mentioning, that perhaps it's a halacha that Bezin has a chiyuv. They have to do the mitzvah right away. That's clearly not the issue, because first of all, the Gemara doesn't say that, and secondly, it wouldn't be a problem, because Bezin wouldn't be in violation of their own. Bezin wouldn't be in violation of their own mitzvah to kill him and to kill him right away, because or putting off a mitzvah. It wouldn't be an issue of putting off a mitzvah because you can't do it on Shabbos. So any mitzvah that comes into being on Shabbos, right? And which ordinarily you're not supposed to delay, but you can't do it because it's Shabbos and you delay it till the next day, so there's clearly no violation as far as that's concerned. So that's not a problem. The only reason why Bezin can't postpone it, Bezin would be in violation if they just let the guy go free. If they decide not to execute him, then they violated the assay, bitl assay. Bezin has a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah assay to kill him. But the postponement factor is purely because of one thing. To do so would cause this type of affliction to the nidon. That's aser. That's aser. Where is the source for that, as mentioned by the Yad Ramah, and that carries through to many, many different things that pertain to the manner in which he is executed. Even with the most minute types of things. A choice between when he's stoned. Is he stoned with a garment or you take his shirt off? So that's an issue of the Haftal Recha Kamocha. Depends on which way he'll be killed quicker. To kill him in a manner which does not cause even an iota of additional suffering other than what the phenomenon itself is obviously not a pleasant one, but you can't if you can do it in a way which is less painful, and that's via Haftal Recha Kamocha. So in Yadin, the source is via Haftal Recha Kamocha. Has nothing to do with Los Asimov. Yeah. Just a proof, so to speak, the final proof, would be we now have the Rambam's commentary on Inui Adin in Pekei Avos. And he explains it in a manner which is less ambiguous. Hu Ichur HaMishpat, it's the laying of Mishpat, the Iyun Bo Yomim Rabim, and being immersed, you know, studying it, deliberating for many days, but Dava HaMavor, that's the thing. Something which is clear, doesn't require it. So that's clearly what the Me'iri was referring to, and the Rambam agrees. I would say very simply that the way the Rambam understands it is that it's not just a problem. You can look at this two ways. You can look at it as a problem. You have a problem of Inui Adin. For example, on Shabbos you can't do execution. So now the Gemara is considering, okay, do the Gemara Din on Shabbos and do the execution after Shabbos. Okay? And then the only question is after Shabbos, at night, you can't do the execution. Okay, but if you could do the execution, then you wouldn't have a problem with Inui Hadin. That's one way to approach it. It's a practical thing, it's just practicality. But I think the way the Rambam is learning it, that even if it were practically speaking, even if you could work it out practically so that you wouldn't have a delay, but the Rambam is learning it that the idea of Inui Hadin is one of the factors which comes into play in determining whether the time is suitable for Gemar Din. Whether the time is suitable. That is to say that he can't be tried in a time which in and of itself he can't have the execution. That's it. That is to say that on Shabbos, if you can judge, you can have the Gemara Din on Shabbos. So now the question is, can you judge on Shabbos? No, because Shabbos is not a time that's suitable for the execution. So therefore, that's the way it is. That is to say, because of the problem of Inui Hadin, There are two ways you could look at it. You could say, Shabbos is not suitable, but can we work it out practically so that it won't come to Yinui HaDin? Why don't we do that? You follow that? That's a question. Do we say that the time that the Zman itself must inherently be devoid of the problem of Yinui HaDin? When you choose a time, you must choose a time. No, you can't rely on practicalities, extraneous practicalities. It must be inherent in the time itself, that this is a time which lends itself to the proper conduct. You find them guilty and the execution. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that, no, I don't care if the time itself inherently has to be roy for it. It's just that in conducting a trial in that time, can I still work it out? Even though the time is not roy for it, but I can still work it out. I can get around that problem. Ah, you see the difference? The other Rishonim are saying it's just a question of practicalities. It doesn't have to be inherent in the time itself. The time itself lends itself to all the factors. You see, but the Rambam apparently went beyond that and said that no. It can't be that we're going to rely on you. You'll do it this way. The time itself is not fit. So then I can't be koveya in a time which in and of itself is not designed for execution because of the problem of Yinui HaDin. You can get around it, but the qualification has to be in the time itself. The qualification has to be in the time itself that Bezdin can only become a din at a time when, by virtue of the inherent character of the time itself, it's fit for din. This is not fit for din. Shabbos is not fit for din. Why isn't Shabbos fit for din? Because you have to go immediately to execution, and you can't execute on Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is not fit for din. The practicalities that you want to bring in from extraneous elements is not good enough. That's the way the Rambam is learning. It's incorporated into the time itself. It's got to be a time which by its own nature lends itself to the proper conduct of the day. And extraneous measures, you say, it's not a matter of practicality. However, the others that learn differently apparently hold that, no, we just have to look at all the practicalities, and if we can do it through the practicality, the Rambam doesn't go for the practicalities. It's got to be in the time itself. So according to the Rambam, all the elements have to be factored in. In choosing and determining the time that's fit for din, for Gemar din. Now, one of those elements is execution. You see? So Shabbos can't have execution. But Shabbos is also, because it can't have execution, it's a problem because it's an Yinui HaDin problem. The time is a problem in Yinui HaDin. Once the time is a problem in terms of Yinui HaDin, it's puzzle. I mean, it's disqualified.